We need to recognize that everything is controlled by law, natural law. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Let him learn a prudence of a higher strain. Let him learn that everything in nature, even dust and feather, go by law and not by luck." You see, each of us shapes our own life, and the shape of it is determined by our attitude, the attitude we hold most of the time. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But it is not quite that easy. For most of us, learning this new habit takes time. But once it's mastered, our daily lives will become as changed as if we walked out of a dark tunnel into a bright, clear light of day. A person with a poor attitude towards learning, for example, in school or university or afterward, isn't going to learn very much until they change their attitude. William James of Harvard said, "The greatest discovery of his generation was that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." That sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? However, it is not very easy. It can't be, otherwise more people will do it. Why don't they do it? The answer is obvious. They don't know how. James was right. A change in attitude will change their lives. However, teachers tell that to students, doctors tell that to patients, sales managers tell them to salespeople, and counselors tell couples who are having trouble. Just a change in attitude is all that is required. It's easy, but it's very hard to implement. When you see someone with a poor attitude towards others, you can be sure they have a poor attitude toward themselves. They don't like themselves. They are unhappy about something all the time. A happy person reflects their happiness in their attitude. A person with a poor attitude most of the time is unhappy and frustrated most of the time. And they are a human magnet for unpleasant experience. When they come as they must because of their attitude, they reinforce their poor attitude, thereby bringing more problems and so on. That person becomes a self-generating, doom-fulfilling cycle. But the person with a good attitude, the same principle holds true in reverse, expecting the best, that's what they get most of the time. Now, why would a person persist in a poor attitude, expecting the worst all the time? Well, we all are so familiar with ourselves that we tend to take ourselves for granted. We tend to minimize what we can accomplish, the goals we can reach, and for some equally strange reason, we believe others can reach heights which we cannot. We tend to overlook the fact that there is enormous undeveloped potential within us, a great reservoir of talent and ability which we habitually fail to use. There are millions of human beings living narrow, dark, and frustrated lives, living defensively simply because they take a defensive, doubtful attitude toward themselves and as a result toward life in general. When you begin to develop better attitudes, you should realize you have already placed yourself on the road to what you seek. You are well on your way to joining the top 3% of the population. You have prepared the ground for planting the seed. You have made of yourself an embodiment of that which you seek. The higher you go in any worthwhile organization, the better the attitude you'll find. Attitudes are not the result of success. Success is the result of good attitudes. Since your mind can hold only one thought at a time, make those thoughts constructive and positive. Look for the best in people and ideas. Be constantly alert for new ideas you can put to use in your life. Don't waste time talking about your problems or your poor health. Unless you are talking to a doctor, it probably won't help you. It cannot help others. Radiate the attitude of well-being and confidence, the attitude of the person who knows where they are going. You will find good things happening to you right away. Start this habit, practice it consistently, and you will do it for the rest of your life. Thank you.